if you're going to go after a group, you better have your ducks in a row. The pros at this, right? The kings of trolling popular culture and popular society and the American society at large, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they are back. And this article from The Hollywood Reporter is getting ratioed just as much by Ryan Parker. South Park mocks trans athletes. What do you mean mocks trans athletes? Everybody's welcome, man. If you want to be a trans athlete, you're going to get mocked by South Park. That's just what you need to accept. Let's see here. Let's talk about the article. The late Randy Savage plays a major role in this episode. By the way, this contains spoilers, but I don't think it's a big deal because you could watch it over and over again. South Park used the late Randy Savage for some woke culture satire. You just called it satire. So when you say the next sentence, mocking trans athletes, it's satire, man. Everybody gets mocked. With creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone wading into the fierce debate about trans women in sporting competitions. I don't know if it's a fierce competition or if it's a chattering class of idiots and the rest of us just going, nah, not a good idea. The title, Bored Girls, the seventh episode of the 23rd season revolved around the character Strong Woman, who is also the vice principal at the elementary school and partner of PC Principal, with whom she's had PC babies. I love it. Entering a strong woman competition, which she previously won. In top shape and ready to compete, she is asked by a sportscaster how she feels about trans women in the competition. Strong Woman says she is happy about the situation. Then enter Heather Swanson, a character who looks and sounds just like the late wrestler Randy Savage, but yet she started feeling and identifying as a woman, quote-unquote, 2 weeks ago in order to compete. I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm just here to kick some blank in a blank. And, of course, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have to drop some profanity in, but... I have to give the writer of this article credit. He does identify Randy Travis in South Park correctly as she. Talk about being so woke. It's legitimately not a dude. Heather, of course, wins the competition and later a number of other female competitions, all while picking a fight with Strong Woman and calling PC Principal a transphobe because he takes issue with Heather's behavior. It is later learned that the Randy Savage character is an ex-boyfriend out for revenge for embarrassing him years prior. In the end, Heather, who claimed to be unstoppable, is defeated by some elementary school girls who form a board game club after the boys at school complain they had the blah, blah, blah. Heather says the competition against the girls is not fair because she was born a man, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have to find this since it played last night. I'm going to have to find this and watch it. Because it looks absolutely amazing. And the fact that the gentlemen at South Park continue, and the reason why they get a pass is very simple. It's because they don't care. They just got paid $500 million by HBO for the rights to stream all 25 seasons of South Park. Do you think they care about a bunch of people like this Ryan Parker of The Hollywood Reporter, who's probably making $45,000 a year in California? Oh, he mocks the trans athletes. They're going to be like, dude, whatever. And it's their fearlessness. Now, I don't want to sound like a fanboy. But you do have to give them credit for at least being brave enough, in a sense, to put this out there. Because anybody else that does this, their career is over. Over. Yet somehow, these guys, and I guess it's because from the very beginning, their show was a show that just said, whatever, don't care. I mean, these are the guys that did the whole show on putting Muhammad on the air and how feckless and weak network executives were because they didn't do that. So it doesn't shock me that they would go after trans athletes, which itself opens it. I mean, they've been mocking trans athletes for years. How many movies have we seen? Maybe they were prepping us in a subversive way. Like the movie Joanna Man, where the guy gets kicked out of the NBA, so he joins into the WNBA.